Mishnah Dalet. Asara Nisim Nasu Lavoseinu B'Mitzrayim V'Asara Layom. 10 Nisim occurred for our forefathers in Mitzrayim, and Asara Alayam, and 10 Alayam. Asara Nisyonos Nisu Avoseinu Asamokom B'Midbar. 10 Nisyonos, our Avos, tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar. Shanemar V'Yinasu Osi Ze Eser Pa'amim V'Lo Shamu V'Koli. Okay. So as I mentioned, this is really, it's a little bit of a list here, but Rabbeinu Yonah is going to fill in for us some of the information. Some of this I'm sure you've heard of before. It's nice to always now know a source for it, and we're going to try to run through it quickly here. So let's take a look. Rabbeinu Yonah actually has a longer Mishnah than what we have. He adds in an extra phrase, and we'll take a look at that. So let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah has to say. Asara Nisim Nasu Lavosinu B'Mitzrayim. You have to follow along with me because I'm going to be going quickly through it. Asara Nisim Nasu Lavosinu B'Mitzrayim. So the 10 Nisim that happened to our Avosinu B'Mitzrayim are all pretty obvious. That's the Eser Makos. Why? Because all Eser Makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in the Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, our Avos were spared. And each one apparently was a miracle. So it's an interesting way to look at it. We usually think of it that he brought the Makkah on the Egyptians. He's learning Pshat that he brought the Makkah to Egypt, to Mitzrayim. Now, how come the Jews weren't suffering? How come they didn't suffer from those Makos? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared them. He went out of his way to spare them. He says, B'kulam mefurish b'em. And by these, it's mefurish in the Pasuk, all of them, that Klal Yisrael did not suffer, except for Makas Kinim. On a very, very basic level, we could have argued that Klal Yisrael did not need to be spared from the Makos. If you learn like the Ramban, that the whole purpose of the Makos was in order to show everybody who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, as we spoke about in Shir Ian, that the whole idea of the Makos was to show the whole world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei, and he has Yecholes, and that he has Hashkacha. So the Jews can also suffer. If it primarily wasn't a punishment for the Mitzrim, so the Jews can also suffer. Now we know it was also a punishment for the Mitzrim. In fact, the Ramban throws in there that part of it was also to show that there's an inyan of Schar V'Onesh, and that if you start up with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're going to get punished. But the Pasuk goes out of its way by every Makkah except for Kinim to say that Klal Yisrael didn't get the Makkah. The only one was Kinim, where it says, V'tiyah Kinom ba'adam u'va'behema. It says the Kinim affected, sounds like all of mankind. Lo hifrisha Torah bein Mitzrayim uvein Yisrael, ela kabbalah hibiyad chachamim she'af gam bezos lo laku Yisrael. But we have a Kabbalah that Klal Yisrael also were spared from the Kinam. So that's the Asara Nisim in Mitzrayim. What are the Asara al-Hayam? So these you might remember from when you were a little kid. They told you these stories. So here you have a source for it. What are the 10 Nisim al-Hayam? Rishon, splitting of the sea. Number two, Nasu Hamayim Kikeshes, that the water went like a, what's a keshe? An arch. It went like an arch. And they went inside. It didn't just split open, but it made like an archway for them to go through. Number three, that the Nifku Mayanos Tehom, the lower, the inner recesses of the earth opened, and Nivku, excuse me, lo nishar refesh v'tit b'karka osav kishara mayonos ki yavshu. So even though all the water came up, but the floor stayed dry, like Evan Shayish, like a marble floor. So when they're now marble would probably be pretty slippery if it was wet at all. But the idea is that it was a solid floor. It wasn't a liquidy, muddy, floor that their feet would get stuck in. So it was a pleasant experience. Number four, the Mekomos where the Mitzrim were going, though, that was made, it, not only was it not muddy, which would be the natural state, it actually turned into like a quicksand of some type. And their feet got stuck in it. Okay. Number five, Kafu. Now it's interesting that that's considered, if we just wanted to do a little bit of Ian here for a second, it's interesting that that's considered a nes for Klal Yisrael. Because why couldn't you just say that the 10 Makos to the Mitzrim were the nays for Klal Yisrael. Apparently, when it came to the Makos, he had to go out of his way to say, what was the nays? The nays was that it didn't affect Klal Yisrael. Right? You hear what I'm saying, Binny? That the Makos, it's not enough to say, oh, Mitzrayim got a Makah. That's the nays for Klal Yisrael. No, it had to be that, and Klal Yisrael didn't get the Makah. It's not enough that the bad guys got it in order for it to be considered a nays in this Mishnah. So here, the fact that the Mitzrayim, they sunk, why is that a nays? And don't say, oh, because Klal Yisrael didn't sink, because that was the one before. That was number three. Number three was that they didn't sink and the floor was dried for them. Okay, be that as it may. Number five, Kafu Amayim Yosar Midai, that when the water is going to be similar, when the water froze or when the water became stationary and opened, so it turned hard as a rock. And when it came crashing down on the Mitzrim, so it was like boulders crashing onto them. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Shibarta Roshei Taninim Alamayim, you smashed them with the water. So it wasn't, everyone always wondered, like, what, they didn't know how to swim? How come they drowned? Why couldn't they just swim? No, the water was hard as a rock. It, like, crushed them. Number six, Nigzar Yom L'Shnei Maser Nigzarim. You've probably seen pictures of this, that it split into 12 different tracks, and each shevet went in their own track. That's Gozer Yamsuf L'Gzarim. What does Gzarim mean? Into individual tracks. Number seven, that there were mechitzos between the tracks were zakim kizchuchis, so they could see each other. If it wasn't, you might have thought, oh my gosh, my tribe got saved. All the other tribes died. Look, no one else is here except for my tribe. No, you're able to see through the water. It was clear. And you think the water is always clear, but water is not always clear when there's a lot of water. After enough, if it's thick enough, it wouldn't be clear, but they were able to see straight through. Number eight, it didn't freeze up for them on the sides when they walked through like one piece. Rather, it was made into chatichos, levena al gabi levena. So it was made, no, into small pieces, and it was made into a formation. What's the miracle about that? You see here that there's a value to aesthetic beauty. If you're putting Klal Yisrael through the, okay, you're saving their lives. I don't think they care how beautiful it is. No, Hashem wanted it to be a pleasant experience. So it wasn't just a solid, no one would be complaining if when the ocean splits to save your life, it became a solid piece of stone, kilu, of water. No, but it had patterns. It was nice. It was like behind Alicia's face over there. It was like a kotel style, you know, a stone and then a stone and then another stone over here, another stone over here. It was beautiful. You see here a value to aesthetic beauty as well. Number nine, the mayim was mesukim, so they'd be able to drink from it. And I thought you said it was hardened. Yeah, but if they wanted to drink, it would turn liquidy for them to drink, so that they didn't, you know, dehydrate. But number 10, when they were done drinking, so it wouldn't go onto the floor and then make the floor all slippery or dirty, it would refreeze in order so that it wouldn't ruin the floor. Okay, that's the 10 makos. Those are the 10 Nisim that happened alayam. Next, Esther makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in the Mitzrim in Mitzrayim. So those we know. That's the Tzach Hadash Be'achav. Those are the 10 makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Mitzrim. And he also brought on them Asara alayam. So it's interesting. These are going to be makos towards the Mitzrim, which means the ones we read until now were all miracles for the Jews. So again, some of the ones we brought up, it's hard to understand. Why is that a miracle for the Jew and not a makkah to the Mitzrim? But, and this girsa we don't have in our Mishnah, these words. But Rabbi Yonah explains, what are the 10 miracles that happened alayam, the makos that happened to the Mitzrim? Number one, vayares halayla. It was very, very dark for the Mitzrim. It was pitch black for them. Number two and three, sheni and shlishi, that there was an anan that came down and made everything very concrete and sticky. And there was an amud esh that burned them up. Number four, that vayasar ofan markavosav, the wheels of their chariots fell off. So they got stuck. Number five, vayinagehu bikvedut, that after they fell, they weren't able to get up. The wheels fell off, so the chariot fell into the dirt. And then when they tried to get out, they were like stuck. They couldn't move. They were paralyzed. Number six, Ratzulonus v'lo yachlu. Not only were they weren't able to move up, excuse me, the numbers, the one before this, they couldn't get the chariots back up. Number six is they tried to run and they couldn't move. They were frozen. Vayomer Mitzrayim anusim ipnei Yisrael. He says that's what it means, that they weren't able, they were stuck. Right? It says by Sisera, he says that he was Yonas, he was able to run away. But here, they went down and that was it, they couldn't escape. Number seven, Vayinor Hashem es Mitzrayim b'soch hayam, like in a bag, he shook them all up. He started shaking them all over the place. Number eight, they were swallowed up. Natisi mincha tivla emo ores. They were swallowed up by the land. Number nine, yardu bekove beimke ayam kmo oferes. Solu ka oferes, like lead. They sunk straight down. And number 10, polta osam hayam. The yam spit them out. And as we know, vayar yisos mitzrayim mesa sfas hayam. The carcasses were lying on the seashore. Okay, we're going to go through this very quickly. 10 nisyonos avoseinu tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, hamabli ein kfarim b'Mitzrayim. They said what? There aren't enough graves in Mitzrayim. You had to bring us out to the desert. Number two, vayalonu al Moshe, and they said manishta. What are we going to drink? And Hashem said okay. And he threw the eights into the mayim hamarim, and they were able to drink. Number three. In Midbar Sin, they asked for lechem. They said, oh, over there, we were alasira basar, so they asked for lechem. Number four, hayesh Hashem b'kirbayinu amayim. They doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting mushal here. It's cute. I mean, it's sad that Klai Yisrael reached this level, but it's a cute mushal. Mushal amelech shemolech b'nu alksefo. I mean, it's a little cruel also. The father has the son on his shoulders, and the kid thinks he's like a wise guy. So he starts to say like, where's dad? And he's on dad's shoulders. Where's dad? So dad doesn't think it's so funny. So dad throws him onto the floor off his shoulders. And he's like, okay, now where's dad? Right? And the kid's like, okay, I was just kidding, Abba. But that's the mashal that's being brought here, that if we're in Mitzrayim, he's carrying us on his shoulders. How in the world do you think you're going to survive in a desert? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing for you. And we're saying, is Hashem here? I wonder how much Hashem times looks at us. We don't often realize how many nisim are probably taking place. How many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu just saves us like this. And then we start having our sfeikos and emuna, which are normal. But we start having sfeikos and emuna. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, what? Are you kidding me? I imagine many of us are familiar. There's a famous mashal. I'll tell you the famous mashal very quickly. That there was a man who at the end of his life, they showed him his life as a seashore. This is a nice, this is like a nice Shaul Shudas story to tell over, okay? When next time you're like working in sleepaway camp, this is a nice story to tell over at Shaul Shudas when they ask you to speak. So a man, at the end of his life, he sees his whole life as a seashore. And the angel says to him, oh, you see, that's your life. You see those footsteps in the sand? That's you and God walking through life. So the guy says, oh, I knew it. Look, there are sometimes... I knew there were times that God had forsaken me because look, there's some times when there's only one set of footprints. And the angel looks at him and chuckles and says, you fool, you think that's the times when you were walking without God? Those are the times that he was carrying you. So the idea here is that we're in the Midbar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, what, Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, am I in? Does Hashem exist? Of course he exists. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to throw him down to show him, of course, look, I'm right here. Number five. That they took extra from the mun, even though they were told not to. Number six, in Rephidim, there wasn't water, and they started to complain about water. Number seven, the Egel. They did a Cheda Egel. Number eight, and that's when Hashem brought the Esh. Number nine, Kivros HaTaiva. Also here, where Miachilenu Basar, they started to ask, where's the meat? And number 10, in Midbar Paran, and they're getting close to the border of Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted to send in Meraglim. And Hashem says, "V'yinasu osi zeh eser pa'amim. You tested me 10 times."